Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Claudia Monticelli with another episode of Multiple Voices. My Multiple Voices podcast, true to its name, includes different series. For example, we have the Voices of Love, where we discuss relationships, the voice of empowerment, the voice of laughter and play, the voice of pleasure, and the magical voice of archetypes and how they change the way we live. But we also have the voice of memory that includes everything from history to discussions of past life regression. There's also writing voices, where we interview both seasoned writers and authors who have just started getting their feet wet with writing, and we learn what can work for you as potential writers. Our series called Voice of the Spirit discusses different forms of spirituality and religion. And then Channeling Voices is a series that covers what happens when you channel, but is also extended to mediumship. Take a moment to review this podcast if you've enjoyed listening, and leave a hearty 5 stars. I'd appreciate it. Enjoy your listening. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Claudia Monticelli with another episode of Multiple Voices. Today, as you can see, I'm here with a couple, Jane and Philip Mount Rose. They've been working for over 20 years together. And, when I heard that, I thought, oh, I hope they get along. I do hope they get along. They're with us from California today. And let me introduce them to you. They're pioneers and innovators in the realms of spiritual growth and healing. Philip Montrose and his wife, Jane, are holistic coaches. And we'll lead with that. I'll ask you what that is. And energy healers, and people who interact with me know a lot about energy healing and about energy. And they're authors of numerous books, including their new book, The Loving Power of the Soul, a guidebook for realizing your true potential. The mission of Awakenings Institute, which is their nonprofit organization, is to facilitate the unique gifts that individuals bring, honor, and respect, where all are nurtured in allowing their gifts to blossom. They also work with individual clients, and they do so on their website that I will put, tinyurl.com, heal awake, but I'll ask them to clarify. And the extensive website is gettingthrough.org. And of course, I'll list underneath the episode and the video their social media. Well, first of all, say hello to our audience.
Well,
Jane.
Thanks for having us. Hello. I'm Claudia. Hi.
Ladies before gentlemen.
Okay.
I don't know. Jane.
Yes, hello, Claudia. Hello,
hi,
everybody.
Jane.
I'm delighted
hi, Philip.
To be here.
Thank you. And I'm sure you are too, before I start bombarding you with questions, Philip. Listen, I'd like to know, well, first of all, how did you meet, both of you?
Well, we actually
this is
met...
a long story.
Well, who's going to talk first?
Go ahead, Jane.
It's a long story because we met in the 1970s.
Yeah.
We've been around. We met in a spiritual organization, mm-hmm. and we became friends right away.
Were you participants or?
Yes. We were participants. Mm-hmm. We were fairly young, obviously. Uh-huh. That's been many years ago. Uh-huh. And we became friends right away. And we had that spiritual basis for our relationship starting then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was probably about 7 or 8 years later that we got married.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, we've just been on a journey together, which has been really wonderful.
Yeah. Well, I hope so.
Well, you said I hope you get along. We do.
Yeah. Well, I won't further, question you on that. I'll take that as given. So let's hear your side to the story. Philip, what brought you to get together with Jane? I mean, it's hard to ask when both of you are present. I can't get two different sides.
Just at that time in that spiritual organization, which is a story in itself, where we had like-minded interests about awakening and enlightenment and spiritual growth, mm-hmm. and we learned a lot what to do and what not to do. When I met Jane, we just felt like we had an immediate camaraderie and rapport. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And it was just sort of like we were friends from the start, you know, when okay. people you really have a
all right, now I'm going under point, the yeah. surface.
Yeah.
I'm going
at a certain under point, I got an idea, like, this seems like a good person. I was about 30 and maybe at that point mm-hmm. to marry. I mean, this, you know. And
just like that. Like,
yeah. This
well, that
seems
was
like,
4 years later, probably.
Yeah. It wasn't immediate. Like no, immediate. What, it was, a, yeah, it was 4 years after uh-huh. knowing her. But I mean, it was suddenly just sort of dawned on me, like,
okay,
this is seems like the person I right. should marry. You know?
Right.
So I asked you.
So let's get back, take a step back. What brought you individually to that place? And I'll guide you here. Was it something that happened in your life that you just said, oh, I can't take my life anymore, or I'm working in this capacity, I hate it, I need something different, or just simple curiosity? And it's never really just simple. What about for both of you, Jane? What really brought you to that place?
What are you referring to?
Spiritual place? Organization where you met your husband, mm-hmm. right. where you met Philip.
Well, I was searching, and mm-hmm. I had been searching for a while, and I knew I was going to be finding something. Mm-hmm. So I found this organization, and it seemed like the next step for me. Mm-hmm. It was really valuable. I think that it also led us to other steps. It was one of those organizations where the leader had all the truth, like yeah. many gurus, although it wasn't Eastern uh-huh. oriented, but he had the truth, and everybody, of course, then was supposed to do everything that he said to do.
Okay.
Like
okay.
everything was controlled.
Yeah.
And with him having the truth, I think the thing that really stood out in the end, in the big picture, was at a certain point, it occurred to us, well, if he has the truth, why can't we have the truth?
You're right. Right.
And yeah. I think many people are in that position as when they start out spiritually, you're following someone. And I think that that's a good thing to a degree. But ultimately, we have to find ourselves.
Right. And that brings to the notion of your life's purpose, your soul's right. purpose. What about you, Philip? What led you to go to this organization?
Well, like Jane, I was on a spiritual search. I became sort of somewhat disillusioned with my life and where I was and uh-huh. you know, just what was I going
Even
to do.
Even your here? Work, was that included?
Well, prior to we're talking when I was in my 20s, when I was like a waiter, I was going to be a film director, writer. Mm-hmm. I went to film school, but that
yeah.
didn't seem right for various reasons, didn't mm-hmm. seem like the right path for me. And so what yeah. was, did many different things, and there wasn't as much available 25 years before the internet at mm-hmm. this time.
Right.
Religions and so forth, and spirituality and retreats, and it led us to this spiritual group. And I said, well, maybe this is a way
right.
to wake up. But right. like Jane, you know, I realized, like, it sounds like you don't graduate from this. I mean,
you're lifelong. You're in it right. for the long haul.
Everything else you graduate from except this group, you know, because right. you're the chosen right. one.
And this brings me to the notion of, because then you yourselves got together and you refined your way of interpreting, you know, spirituality and healing and extending yourselves out to others. And that brings me to the notion of holistic. Now, of course, dictionary definition, I'm a linguist, okay? So I know what holistic is, and most of the people out there know what holistic is, but how do you both interpret what holistic is? How whole is holistic, you know? Go ahead, Jane, you're laughing. You got the floor.
Well, I think it is actually relevant on all levels, from the cellular level all the way out into mm-hmm. the cosmos. And what happened actually, because we were searching for our own truth, mm-hmm. we explored a lot of different approaches to intuition and
right.
healing and really a lot of approaches. And this was in the 80s. So it was right. still, again, a long time ago. And it's kind of like, oh, to get your truth, it's like you do this, you know, you go up here and you know, it's yeah. just very
what they
kind
say
of amorphous,
woo,
not
woo.
Right. right. It wasn't, there was nothing that was solid. I was an architect at the time. So mm-hmm. I think one of our gifts is that we bring things into reality where people can understand them.
Give me an idea. Wait a minute. You just said something very relevant. Give me an idea. We bring things in reality so people can understand. What did you mean? Or maybe you can give me an example.
Well, I think we approach things in a way where people can actually have the experience of them. For instance, mm-hmm. your own truth.
Yeah.
Well, my personal feeling, and holistically, the heart is your center of your being, and it's uh-huh. the place where spirit connects most fully into okay. form.
Okay.
So if you connect with the truth yeah. in your heart, then you have guidance.
All
and
right.
That's what we discovered when we left the spiritual right. organization.
Okay. So we're already talking of life purpose in, you know, the embryonic phase a little bit. Let's try to develop that. Philip, this holistic approach, I'm sure that throughout the years it has modified and refined. It became refined for both of you. What is the holistic approach today that you both apply with respect to the beginning or the initial phase? How did that change?
Well, the holistic approach, as I think people are aware of, it's a body, mind, spirit. It's working with your physical body, your emotional body, your mental body, and your spiritual body. Mm-hmm. And as you do that, you actually connect with your silent partner, your divine being, your quiet leader, and you mm-hmm. awaken to it, which I'm naming the soul, the I Am presence, the higher awareness that connects directly with source. And as you do that more, your soul, your beingness, helps direct those intelligences, the holistic
okay.
intelligences, your okay. body, your emotions, so your thoughts.
There are a lot of concepts here. I'll just pull out some keywords that you mentioned. You talked about source, and I find that the word source is a word that cuts across many different religions. And most people understand, and I believe that they're on the same page about what source is. Your silent partner, that is a little different. Not many people use that terminology. Does it link to what Jane just said about the heart? What do you mean about when you say that you're a silent partner?
Well, when you open your heart, you connect with what was sort of silent. It is silent and quiet, but it becomes very active in your life, your soul's presence.
Okay, so your soul's present, right.
So present. Your soul's presence, then that helps direct your life, which leads you to your purpose.
Right, okay.
And your purpose is connected with your kind of your soul's plan.
In Italian, we say, ecco dove ti volevo qui. This is where I wanted you. All right, so we're
yes,
because
passion.
Since I work with clients as well, and people come to me for different readings and sessions and things like that. Recently, compared to 10, 20 years ago, where people would come and they would say, why isn't he answering my calls?
Right.
Am I going to get married? When will I? Now it's, I would say 80%, if not more. What is my life's purpose? I need messages from my guides. They ask me for messages from their guides. Now, of course, I will be quiet and I'd like to ask you for help, really. So when we're getting to the notion of life purpose, and it's a silent partner, and it's there, can we develop that, how people can understand their life's purpose? I don't know. Jane, Philip, you fight it out.
We don't usually fight it out. We actually, I think we communicate easily back and forth and mm-hmm. sometimes together. I think that when you connect with the truth in your heart and yeah. you develop that relationship, you could say more with your true being rather than the wounded ego, which I think is what's most prevalent in some people's yeah. reality.
Yes. Now tell me the difference, Jane, if you don't mind me asking.
Well, actually, from our perspective, from a holistic perspective,
yes.
you could say, if you look at, we have a wholeness of who
yes.
we are.
Yes.
And I kind of look at it kind of like a spaceship, like we come down, you know, from the right. from above into into our lives here. And in the process, it's like you, pieces fall off, and, you know, off of the spaceship. And what happens is pieces of ourselves become disconnected from our wholeness. So they no longer have access to the truth of who we are and to really the essence of what we are, which is love.
Yeah.
So they're coming from a place more of fear and frustration and separation and anxiety and anger, all of those things that can be healed and brought
and
back
be healed,
in.
Yeah.
And let when me... you bring those parts of yourself back into your wholeness, then you also, you embrace who you are. You're more yourself in your body.
Right.
All the time, which is a great feeling.
Philip, let's expound on this a little bit. So let's say a client comes to you with the same question. How can I get rid of that? How I don't know what my truth is. How can you give me a tangible way to find that truth? Now, I'm being, you know, evil and mean and stupid, but it's not far from what people say, okay? So,
well, it's a reasonable question. It's an important question. Yes. And at a certain point in your journey, I think most people, if they get that far in their journey, ask that, and it begs the question, hey, what am I doing here? Is it's more than just survival, isn't it? I mean, so when you get to that point, or when a person gets to that point, and there's this sort of spiritual stages, and that is an important part. We developed it at one point into a formula, which might be good in the short time we have to just put it into a formula, although it's not a formula, but this is really constructive and it actually seems to work virtually every time as a starting place. Mm-hmm. So the formula goes, Claudia, what are your passions? What are you good at? What are your skills? What are your interests?
Direct questions.
Mm-hmm. That's one part of the formula, plus if you do an equation, okay,
sure,
how do you want to improve the world?
Nice.
So
but this
you
is
combine mwah, those two mwah, so mwah.
Jane, so, you yeah, married
and
a
that's
genius.
Your purpose that well that comes out to your purpose. So if you look at yourself, you know, what are things that you really enjoy doing? I mean, it seems like you really enjoy doing podcasts, for instance.
Perfect.
You know, you want to have the world have multiple voices, you know, and that becomes part of your purpose, which can be reinvented and needs to be updated and reinvented as you continue to go on and connect with the presence of your soul daily.
Right.
So
it is a journey.
Yes.
You know, that's one thing about it is it's not, well, I'm going to discover my purpose today and then I'm all set.
It's not fixed. It's a
journey.
Never ending.
It keeps evolving and actually in more expansive ways.
Right. I mentioned when I introduced you, I mentioned the title of your book, The Loving Power of the Soul. All right. The subtitle is A Guidebook for Realizing Your True Potential. And it might be a nice idea here because you mentioned before we started rolling, we should talk about, you know, those kinds of questions come out in our book. Tell me then, how the book, when did it come out? Is it recent?
It's the beginning of 2022, this year.
Okay. Can you give us an idea of how the book is it 3 parts, 5 parts, 10 chapters? What does that look like? How did you plan the book? She's laughing, Jane. It must have been a tough book to write.
Well, it was a challenge because we write together.
Yeah.
And
that alone is challenging.
Right. And and this isn't our first book. We have,
of course,
more than a dozen books and manuals on all kinds of topics, but all related really to the soul, ultimately, the soul's journey. So spiritual development.
Right. Well, how is this different from the others?
It actually, I think that what it is a return to, I think, the central focus of our work with more details than we've presented in other places in the past, because it puts together a lot of different things in a more comprehensive way. In other
so
words,
let's say, would I find in that book the formula that Philip was talking about, something like that, because it looks like it's a guidebook, right? It's a guidebook. Would that be clear to me as a reader there?
Well, the main focus of the book is not actually on life purpose. I don't remember. Right. Do we have the purpose formula in there, Philip?
I believe we do. We did include that. But uh-huh. The book is divided into three parts.
Okay.
So it's good to just answer your question. So right. there's a beginning, a preparation part, which we've actually been talking about, the holistic model of connecting your intelligences. Uh-huh. And also how it relates to mindfulness and meditation.
Beautiful.
Called the preparation. And the second part, Claudia, is the essence of our life work, which is connecting with the soul, mm-hmm. healing with it, growing with it, finding your purpose from it. And we have six very specific, tangible, how-to, easy mm-hmm. do ways to live with your soul and mm-hmm. to do that as a meditation. So it becomes more of a moment-to-moment part of your yeah. life and mm-hmm. you evolve and find your purpose. And the third part, after the activation with connecting with your soul, is the integration or the transformation with the healing, the different healing modalities, many, some of the process we mm-hmm. originally developed, like spiritual kinesiology, a healing mm-hmm. from the soul modality.
Mm-hmm. Now we're sitting pretty because we got to know each other so far. And I like the book. I mean, this is a good book. I'm sorry for me to say that. Excellent book, I have to say, for those questions that people have been asking quite recently. It's not the where am I, who am I, where am I going of the 70s. These questions are much more profound because it's not only here, but it's projected into future essences, future lives, because your soul will be going through different processes in future and has come from other processes. Now, I would like to think that, and this is available on Amazon, this book?
Yes, the Loving Power of Your Soul is available on Amazon in paperback or Kindle format.
Uh-huh. Great. Wonderful. All right. So now let me go a little further because there's a lot here on our plate. All right. There is soul development, show us again. Nice title. I mean, nice cover.
Cover. Jane designed it. She's
nice. Very nice. Yeah. So now the soul development. All right. Now we get the picture probably from what we've talked about so far that we've mentioned it several times, there is a development. Energy healing. We didn't specify what kind of energy healing that you, I don't know what word to use, practice, promote, what, how can I say that? Well, Jane, I'm going to ask you because you were the first one to start laughing. She must know.
Well, it's not, we don't just have one approach. We, uh-huh. because we've been doing, we actually started exploring healing in depth in the late 1980s. So it's been many, many decades.
Yeah.
And we've developed a number of different approaches, which are all spiritually based.
Yes.
And with the understanding ultimately that spiritual healing is the deepest level of healing.
Right.
And that mm-hmm. it encompasses everything else. So all of our work really leads to that. Mm-hmm. And I think the ultimate source of spiritual healing is love.
Yes.
That love,
yes,
the energy of yes. love is a state of connectedness.
Of course.
And
of
so
course.
You could say if you're looking at something that is not connected, that's separate, kind of where we talked about different parts of ourselves becoming mm-hmm. separate,
yeah.
you're wanting to bring them back into
right.
the whole, which is
right.
love. And that's right. a very simplification. We use
of course
hypnotherapy, we uh-huh. use EFT, emotional freedom techniques. We developed mm-hmm. our own healing system uh-huh. Based on kinesiology and another approach that
can
is
you
very
explain,
powerful like
excuse
EFT.
Me Jane, could you explain kinesiology for our listeners?
Kinesiology is muscle testing, mm-hmm. which is really when you focus on something and test the strength of a muscle, like your arm, or
right.
you can use mm-hmm. your finger or mm-hmm. your whole body. There are many different ways of doing it. Mm-hmm. You can tell what is happening, really. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, if you say focus on feeling abundant, mm-hmm. and this isn't one way of testing, you can just test on your finger, like, I feel abundant. Yes, I feel abundant. Or I feel abundant. If it's not true, it'll go, your muscle will go weak.
Okay.
And it's true, arm would go weak also. So mm-hmm. it's a way of
showing, illustrating,
pinpointing things. So you can actually pinpoint also where there are blockages for people.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Let me ask you this, Philip. You do, as I mentioned in the introduction, you do also work with individuals, right? So I'm, word of mouth, I heard about you both, and then I come to you with the question of, I have been bombarded with negative energy. I know that. I just know, because everything is going wrong in my life. Everything is just havoc. I don't know what happened. It's been now 7 months. What is the first thing that you do with poor me at the door?
Well, the interesting thing about healing is it seems like it can be very general and overtaking your life. But when you actually heal a person, generally you start with one specific emotion. You mm-hmm. localize it into something like, tell me one thing, pick a card, any card, tell me one thing that's stressing you out, or whatever word the person used. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what you just said, overwhelmed.
I'll say overwhelming. All right. So let's
overwhelming. So tell me one
everything
thing
is
that
going, yeah. I fell, my knee hurt. I almost broke my arm the other day.
Okay. I would just narrow it down to one thing. So whatever one thing, it doesn't matter, when you hurt your arm or when someone said something, it could be small or large, because it's all going to the same place. And then we would start doing these very powerful healing modalities, like Jane was explaining, spiritual kinesiology or a holistic approach to EFT, energy mm-hmm. tapping. And we'd go from there and find the source of it. And once you know the source of it, mm-hmm. that's when the deep healing and the soulful awareness emerges.
Okay, so let's say I would need some preventivo in Italian. I would need some form of an estimate of, how long is it going to take? I mean, how many years? How many months? Since we know that it's a lifelong journey, healing for many people, and for most of us, everything just seems to be needing some form of healing as we go on. If it's one, you put a band-aid on one, then something else happens. So what would you say to me as a client?
For how long it would take?
Right. How long it would take? How would you, in inverted commas, sell the process to me? Because I'm buying, right? I'm going to pay, I imagine, right? And I need to know how much time it would take. Or do you give me an option? You have this option, that option, or that option.
We do have different options.
Okay.
For me, Philip works with his clients, I work with my clients.
Okay.
I'm not sure we approach things exactly the same way. Uh-huh. We're unique people.
Right.
I would want to find out what precisely a person was looking for.
For.
If it mm-hmm. is like, well, my knee hurts, I want to fix my knee, I'm not mm-hmm. interested in anything else, mm-hmm. I would approach that. And frankly, you can't guarantee anything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You don't know what's going to happen. I would make a suggestion probably of a starting point. Mm-hmm. And often I suggest why don't we start with one session and see what happens? Because then I can get a sense also of more of a sense of what's going on.
Okay.
And it might be gone in 15 minutes. Who knows?
Right. No, let's say that
miracles can happen.
Just to clarify, do you mind if I continue with a practical approach and I give you an example? I say to you, I just purchased a house and I was in love with the house. My husband and I, we were just so in love with the house. It has a beautiful yard. We have small children. As soon as we got into the house, everything started going wrong. my husband lost his job, you know, just a series of negative events. And this is why I come, because I feel that there is massive energy, negative energy that either I am attracting, the place is attracting, but something is going wrong. Do you deal with that kind of, those kinds of cases?
I think it, for me, I would still want to find out what the expectation is.
Right.
Because what I generally find, the most common things, the single most common thing, or one of several that is happening with a person, is that they are not centered.
Right.
And the book that we wrote, the reason we consider it so important is because it teaches people how they can do a daily practice and connect with the truth of who they are. Mm-hmm. And then from that place, there is a place of stability to go to, mm-hmm. and everything else starts to make more sense.
Mm-hmm. Good.
If you're, I think sometimes it's, you could say what's happening is a person is just not grounded.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's like, right. This is mm-hmm. happening, and they're not at all in touch with mm-hmm. themselves.
Right.
And I think that is a good place to start.
Interesting
often.
That you mentioned, and you know, your reply was in this, you know, in this, you replied like this, because I get the impression that, at least if it happens in my case, many people come to me, and invariably, and I would say at least 75% of the people always want to know who put some kind of, who did some kind of black magic on them, thinking that it's from other people, that it's always the work of someone else.
Right.
Their negative occurrences, their and negative energy, and it is the work of someone else. And your reply does make it very clear that, you know, we need to take responsibility for our own groundedness, our own center, our own silent partner, and all of that. And it's quite interesting for me to hear this. Have you noticed, since you've been working together for such a long period, and you went through that shift in 2019, 2020, 2021, the COVID, how did your work change, or how was it affected by this pandemic? And she's laughing again. Let's have Philip answer this one.
Well, I think our path is, we've reinvented ourselves many times, Claudia, but I think it just kept on going deeper. It didn't like, mm-hmm. wow, now we're doing something totally different.
Enough. Oh, okay.
I think the world is changing pretty rapidly.
Yeah.
And what we're doing is just very similar, but going actually deeper into it and understanding more about ourselves and other people and how to help people more.
Yeah. Yeah. What would you say, Jane? You agree with him, or do you have?
Well, you're coming from a spiritual perspective, I know. So I think we're in a very important time, mm-hmm. when it really is a time for all of us to stand up and be in a more loving place. And from my own guidance, several years ago with all of this happening, what I was told is that I need to access my full range of resources.
Mm-hmm.
Which took us more deeply, I think, into the angelic realms and those kinds of places.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when you can connect with, for instance, archangels,
mm-hmm.
for support, there's so many things that can be, you could say, amplified and assisted from mm-hmm. those realms. That's something that we've been exploring more.
Oh, so that has been added to you've put that into your files as well. That's
right. And we're teaching more. We're adding those elements into our programs. And it for me, it has been a direct result of my guidance saying, this is the time
to
have these resources. You have many resources you've been using, but there are more. that this is the time when you need to access them. And our students have been very receptive to it, as have our clients.
We've added that.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and as times become more perilous, I think, as the divisions are growing and things seem to be heating up on so many levels, I think it is a call for people to go into their hearts and get more inner direction and love and how to connect at
a deeper
level with us and the planet.
Yeah, we're seeing that. I'm seeing that as well. The guidance, angelic realms and the spiritual realm giving guidance. You just published this book. Do you foresee that guidance bringing you really, you know, pen to paper, guiding you toward the next publication or the next publications? Are you there yet that you are, don't laugh, Jane.
you bring up such interesting thoughts in my mind.
Well, because, all right, there is automatic writing and yes and no, I'm not exactly talking about automatic writing. I'm talking about channeled ideas, channeled writing, which doesn't really overlap with the automatic writing, but you are being called to write something which needs to be said. Do you see what I mean? All right, you're talking to someone who wakes up in the morning, talks to my guides. I dictate what they tell me on a page, at least two pages
every
morning.
Yeah.
A woman after my own heart. And
well,
so
it's wonderful.
Yeah,
it
well,
it's wonderful.
That's the way it is. And in this way, this is what I mean, through these channels, because they are channeled. How much of it comes from them, let's say? How much of what you foresee? I'm asking you to project into the future now, okay? Do you see yourselves as being, I don't want to say servile, but serving the guidance, those guides that you have? Because our consciousness is rapidly changing, rapidly since the pandemic. And it's thanks to people like us who also change the nature of consciousness. And so what I'm asking and getting after is getting towards is it feasible for you to consider producing literature or writing a book that derives, you know, mainly, if not solely, from messages of from a spiritual nature, angels, archangels, spirit guides, whatever you would like to call them?
Are you asking one or the other? Or
well, both of you, both of you. Phillip's there is, you know, with his, like as if he had, he's not talking.
Yeah, it took a while to
get the question.
So I would say right now we just came out with that new book, which was quite a project, because at a certain point when the COVID came, since the outer circumstances changed, we needed to adapt kind of how we were offering things.
Sure.
And we did bring in the angels and the oracles more, which we've been connecting with for many years, but now putting that more in. So the book came, and that was a big project, as we mentioned, connecting the loving power of your soul, and a new course, which we didn't mention, called Abundant Living with Angels, Oracles, EFT, and more. So that's a new course. So that's we're
and
still
can you
actually
tell us,
teaching.
Before you go on, just open this little parenthesis. That course, how long is it? How is it offered? It's
a 5-week course on our website, gettingthrough.org/spiritual. Actually, there's a tiny URL
think I have it. Yeah.
tiny.com/abundant-living. So it's a 5-week course where we're partway through at the time of this recording, and they'll be recorded in video and audio format. And there's a lot of handouts of how to use oracles, how to connect with angels, and to combine that with the energy healing. It really is quite a beautiful combination, very powerful to combine those elements together that works quite naturally. And for some reason, we haven't seen it very often. It just sort of one thing is led to the next, and that's right. And our whole journey.
So you're actually going through the motions in different formats. Now, this is a course, a program, but that very likely in future may morph into a publication, right? You said you have handouts.
Well, it's a 5-week program course that people can go and access and purchase it and, you know, mm-hmm. take it. You know,
right.
It's actually going live, but it'll be there for.
Right. Sure. 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 Yeah. So let's say you're on the road.
We're doing personal sessions with people to help them to connect to with the angelic beings, etc. Mm-hmm. So and I think it's essentially we consider ourselves to be trainers and mentors, you know, spiritual teachers. We really enjoy teaching.
Yeah, give me an example of an individual, you know, one-to-one session that you could have with a person that you coach in terms of having teaching them to connect
with the angelic realms or with their own soul or with the angelic realms,
either or. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
they would be connecting with the soul might be the first step because I think for us, you want to be in a loving,
exactly,
you know, open state, a reverent state to connect really with these beings of light that who are just amazing. And to me, it's just like I'm awestruck.
Yeah, sure, by sure.
Their
sure.
presence. And so I think that the soul centering is a starting place. And then from there, we're teaching right now a specific kind of a strategy that people can use to connect both with the angels and with their own guidance. And that's what we're doing in this course. So it's a strategy and it's what we've been using and where when we wanted to connect more deeply. We've been connecting with these beings for many, many years. Mm-hmm. But I think right now we're kind of in a new phase. saying, well, people are interested in their purpose.
Yeah, of course.
And it's all related. It's a more intense spiritual awakening time for all of us, which is what we've been waiting for this.
Sure, a long time. It's about time. It's about time. My God, we could go on and on and on and on. Philip, Jane, look, ladies and gentlemen, The Loving Power of Your Soul. Go get it. A guidebook for realizing your true potential. I will how cute.
This is Buddy.
Oh, how cute.
He loves spiritual energy.
Camera shy. He doesn't look into the camera. He's very quiet.
He wants to be part of the love, don't you, sweetie pie?
Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us. It was just such a joy to talk to you both, really.
Thank you, Claudia.
Thank you, Claudia.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.